No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Everybody get ready. This is John's favorite show of the year. All right? Schedule is released. All right, John, let's do this. Week 1, Dallas, Thursday night football.
I guess I got to
Eagles are 4-0 in opening games in the Nick Sirianni era. They've never lost a home opener. Johnny Mac, what do you got? Week 1 versus the Cowboys.
5-0 in the Nick Sirianni era. First time they've opened at home since 2019. First time they've opened at home against Dallas since 1970, by the way. Dallas comes here. A lot of people bring up whatever it was, 2000, but that was in Dallas. So first time they've opened up here since 1970, and they're going to have to see the banner drop or unfurl or whatever. And they're going to suffer a loss on Thursday, September 4th.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Eagles beat the Cowboys in the home opener. Banner night at the Link. Emotions running high. Crowd is going to be loud and fired up. I got the Eagles winning that one big. John, then they go at the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead, week 2. That's a tough one. Mahomes currently has one losing streak, John, in the entire NFL, and that's 2 straight to the Philadelphia Eagles, the only team he has an active losing streak against. What do you think of week 2 at the Chiefs, Eagles versus Chiefs?
Yeah, this to me is the toughest game to predict on the schedule. For number one, it's going to be Kansas City's home opener. So, you know, I kind of mentioned my immediate reaction yesterday on the show was the Eagles are going to win the game. I think Kansas City is a declining team, but I didn't factor in the other stuff. People get fired up for home openers. Arrowhead's a difficult place to play to begin with. And I do think the Eagles are the better football team. So if you want to blame somebody, I have this as a loss. If you want to blame somebody, blame BLG because he turned me on the air.
BLG,
so I have this as a loss. And it's not that big of a deal. I do think there will be some hiccups early in the season like there were last year as you shipped offensive coordinators yet again, plus all the attrition on defense as Big starts to figure it out. I think you have a chance to have some hiccups early in the season. And as you know, it'll be more important to get things going after the bye week in week 9.
I'm going to take a win there for me. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be that great this year. I think they're going to take a step back. I'm going Eagles win in Arrowhead to start 2-0. Next is versus the Rams at home. That's a 1 p.m. game, John, in Philly, September 21st. Obviously, you know, Rams played in Philly in the playoffs last year. What do you think of that game?
Yeah, kind of the opposite. I think the Rams are a good team. They're getting better. Obviously, they have to figure out how to stop the run and Saquon Barkley. At home, though, I'm taking the Eagles. It's very difficult for me to go away from the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. And that's the case here. And I think that's a good win because I think the Rams are going to be a good team this year.
I'm going to go the other direction here. This is going to be my first loss of the year for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you're going to come off a little bit of an emotional high after that Chiefs game in Arrowhead. It's early in the year, so the weather is going to be in LA's favor. They're a warm weather team. I'm going to take the Rams here on the road, getting their revenge from the playoffs. So the Birds will start 2-1 for both of us. John has a loss to the Chiefs, and I have a loss to the Rams there. So, John, week four now at the Bucs. Here we go again,
God. Nightmare. At the
Bucs in September for a
one. In September. It's going to be 90 degrees. It's going to be humid. Hopefully a hurricane's not coming, so it's the humidity is not 100%. It goes down to 80 or whatever. But, look, Tampa's had their number. Todd Bowles has had their number. It's September in Tampa. Unfortunately, the way the schedule has worked out, the Eagles keep having to go down there. They don't handle it well. So I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You're going Bucs here. So you're starting 2-2. All right. You got the Bucs winning. Now, one quick note I wanted to give on the Rams game, and I'll give another note here on the Tampa game. John has the Eagles beating the Rams and losing to the Bucs. The Rams, Eagles have won 9 of the last 10 games versus the Rams. And McVay.
And they own Sean McVay. Yeah.
McVay is 1-5 versus the Philadelphia Eagles. So you're correct about that. They own Sean McVay. And then the note on Tampa that I have is Jalen Hurts, 1-4 versus the Bucs, which is his worst performance versus any team in the league. So not great. The Tampa kind of has our number. I'm going to predict a win, Johnny Mac. I think the Eagles are going to exercise that demon this year, as they've done so in the past with other demons. I got the Birds winning that game in Tampa Bay, moving to 3-1. You got them at 2-2 through 4.
You better hope the weatherman, John Belaris. Where are you, John Belaris?
Yeah, we need John Belaris.
Better hope the weatherman comes up on the positive side of that game.
So I got 3-1. Johnny Mac at 2-2 through week 4. John, moving into week 5, you got Broncos coming into Philly. I think that's a pretty good game there. Broncos, they're getting a little bit better. One of those sleeper teams that could be better. I'm still not sold. I won't lie to you. What do you think of that game? It's a 1 p.m. game, first game in October, October 5th. Broncos haven't won in Philly since 1986.
Yeah, by the way, who gives a shit with those? No offense to you, but no, they never play here. They never play here. I hate those. I hate those. You barely play a team once every 8 years. So Pittsburgh, is a big one. They haven't won here since the 60s, but they never play.
On my note.
They never play here.
I took a big shit on my note. Come on, John.
Everybody does it, and it's like it sounds impressive, but it ends up being like, do you have the games? The number of games is probably like 4 games.
Yeah, true. No, I don't have the number. I was just trying to give people some info that they can use, that they can take and be a smarter fan.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to give them the context of that info to make them a smarter fan. So I don't care anything about that, but I'm not buying in. I just mentioned the NFL is hyped up on Denver. On the record, hyped up about Denver. I'm not as hyped up on Denver. I think that's a pretty easy win for the Eagles. Vic Fangio against a young quarterback in Lincoln Financial Field. I'm going to take Vic every time. So bounce back 3-2.
There you go. 3-2 for the Birds. I have a win there as well, which puts them at 4-1 for me. Good start for the Birds on my schedule. 4-1. Johnny Mac has them 3-2 to start. All right, week 6, John, at New York. This is, what is that, a Thursday night game, I believe, that week 6 game? Yeah, Thursday night football in New York, Johnny Mac. What do you think?
Well, who's the worst team on Alabama's schedule this year? Do you know yet,
Sam? I don't know yet. I do not.
It's probably Mercer or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not exactly Mercer, but this is the easiest run on the Eagles schedule two or three weeks with the New York Giants. They own them. They have owned them. It's not going to change. They're getting a little bit better. And they'll get their skid because I'm 0-2 on the road. This is their first road win of the season.
There you go. So you got them 4-2 after that game. Week 7, Johnny Mac, you're moving in at the Minnesota Vikings. This is an interesting game. Haven't beaten them in the regular season in a while. So, but you obviously, you know, you've had some playoff games versus them. What do you think of at the Minnesota Vikings week 7, Johnny Mac?
Yeah, I think this is a home game. If it were here, I'd pick the Eagles. If it's there, I'm picking the Vikings. Just a really difficult place to play communication-wise, very loud building. Brian Flores is going to confuse people. It'll be, because I'm not high on Minnesota's quarterback, it'll be a close game. It'll be a 50-50 game. So you could steal it at the end, I think. But, you know, if I'm playing the odds here on May 15th, whatever it is, you know, it's yeah, I'll slightly lean towards Minnesota. Don't have a big feel, but slightly.
Okay. So I'll put loss though. I'll put loss yeah, for you. Yeah. All right. So we'll go loss there for Johnny Mac. John Skid Row moves to 4-3. You got the Eagles.
And by the way, if they do lose that game and they're 4-3, the sky is going to be falling. But calm down. It's going to get better.
Nah, I don't think the sky should be falling at that point. But I hear you. You're probably right. I'm taking a win. I'm sorry. I can't pick J.J. McCarthy to beat the defending Super Bowl champs. I'm going 6-1. Boy, this is starting to feel a little too homer. 6-1. Good night. Jeez, Xander. All right, John got him 4-3. I got him 6-1 through 7. That's not good. Week 8, Johnny Mac, again at Giants at home. What do you got?
Yeah, this is homecoming. 5-3. Eagles get back on the right part of it before the bye week. Sweep the season series against the Giants and head to the bye week to do some self-scouting and fix some things. As what happened last year.
You guys know I'm not picking the Giants to win. So I got them 7-1 going into the bye week. John, how delusional am I at 7-1 going into the bye week?
I think somewhat delusional because, Okay. Again, you have another new coordinator. You have another, you have all these changes on defense. They're going to lose some games, and I think most of the games they're going to lose are going to be early. And, you know, some of their toughest matchups are one of the issues, and I should have mentioned.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help. You save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mentioned this about the schedule is most of the really good teams, at least on paper from last year, they have to play on the road. So they're at Kansas City, at Tampa, at Minnesota. And then after you have at Green Bay, at the Chargers, and obviously the Commanders are home and home, but you know, and then you met, if you talk about difficult places to play, at Kansas City, Arrowhead, famous for the noise. At Minnesota, famous right. for the noise. At Tampa Bay, that's a weather game. People talk about Buffalo later in the season. Weather can go the other way. You saw it last year. That's a weather game in September. You got to cross your fingers right. that it's not brutally hot.
Yeah, remember last year they were coming off the hurricane, right? So it was like
it was even worse because of the humidity. So I think you're being a little bit too kind early. There's some difficult hurdles, but the good news is I think they're going to fix some things again at the bye week and come out playing their best. Yeah,
I agree. I'm definitely giving them some slack there, but I think some of the teams they have coming in as well have some of those same hurdles. Different, but in a similar fashion. The one game I'm my least confident win in my first 7 wins before the bye week is the Buccaneers, because I actually think the Bucs got better and they already have our number and that game's in Tampa. So that's my least confident win there.
Flip it.
But I'm just I'm thinking Jalen exercises that demon, John. He seems like every demon he has at one point he addresses it, exercises it, and then says, "Is that what y'all wanted to see?" that's happening versus Tampa this year, John.
Nobody exercises a demon in the NFL in September.
That's true.
But a nice win.
He's 1-4 versus Tampa, so he's got to beat him.
Well, he already beat him once. He beat him pretty handily down there. So did he exercise the demon when he beat him handily in the one game they won down there? Not really.
All right, that's true. I don't think Jalen's going to get the win there. So 7-1 through the bye. Johnny Max got him 5-3. John, week 9 is the bye week. And coming out of the bye, week 10, you got Monday Night Football. So you get an extra day, which is nice. All right. Eagles have won the last 3 versus them. And this will be the 5th out of the 6th game in a solo time slot. So this is becoming a pretty good marquee matchup. What do you got? Eagles, Packers in Green Bay, John, on Monday Night Football.
You're all going to get gaslighted with the tush push bowl here, especially after what happens next week. But I think the Eagles win the game. Tough road win. I think they start. I think the bye week helps. And I think they get back on track and win that football game at Green Bay. Disappointed in Green Bay last year. Thought they were ready to take the next step. Disappointed in Jordan Love, disappointed in that receiving core. So I think they have a lot of things to fix in the offseason. Probably not going to fix them all. Still, to me, they're the 3rd best team in that division, and they're closer to Chicago than they are to Detroit. So I'm picking the Eagles in that one.
Yeah, nothing about Jordan Love scares me. I'm picking the Eagles to win that game. 8-1 coming out of the bye. John's got him 6-3 through week 10. Through the first 9 games. Week 11, John, this is a tough battle here. Detroit Lions, Sunday Night Football. Hurts is 2-0 versus the Lions, and the team has averaged 41 points a game versus them. How about that? John, what do you think? Week 11, Sunday Night Football, Eagles, Lions in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we finally get to see Eagles, Lions. It's not as exciting as it would have been last year with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn still there, even with all the injuries that sort of manifested itself in the playoffs, but it did not. We get to see it in the regular season on Sunday night. I'm picking the Lions, but I'm not picking the Lions for the reason many will think. I'm picking the Lions because I don't have any home losses, and I can't find a home loss, and they're going to lose one. And the only one I can come up with is Detroit. So this is probably a game they should win. But I don't think they're going undefeated at home. There's generally one hiccup where they probably should win, but they don't.
It's a good point by you about the home win. I don't have a home loss right now as I'm looking.
Yeah, so I'm picking Detroit. I could pick Washington late. It might be that, but that would be worse. So I'm going to pick Detroit, but it can go either way. Obviously, I think Detroit's going to take a step back, even if Aiden Hutchinson is completely healthy, simply because their coordinators aren't going to be as good. And that makes a difference. But I got to find one home loss, and this is it.
All right, I'm going to take a win. I don't think the Detroit Lions are going to be that good this year. I got them 9-1. This is starting to feel lofty for me. But I'm just going with my gut on each game. I don't think the Lions are going to beat the Eagles in Philly. I really don't. John's got a loss. So John's 6-4 through the first 10 games. I'm 9-1. Good night. Week 12, Johnny Mack, at Dallas. All right, Eagles ended their 6-year losing streak in Dallas last season. They've won the last 3 of 4 versus, and this has been a big letdown, John, the whole Dak Prescott versus Jalen Hurts thing. I mean, Jalen Hurts has been starting 4 years. They've only played 3 games versus each other. So kind of a letdown. I'm excited. Hopefully they get 2 games versus each other this year. Week 12 in Dallas, John, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't think the Cowboys are going to be that good this year. So the Eagles kind of, you talk about exercise their demons. They had a really difficult time winning in Dallas. They finally exercised that demon. So I'm going to pick the sweep for the Eagles. I think they find a way to win, as they start to kick into gear late in the season.
I think the Eagles are going to lose this game, folks. I think the Eagles are going to split with Dallas this year in Dallas. The Cowboys will get a feel good win. I got them at 9-2. John's got a win in Dallas, sweeping the Cowboys. He's got them at 7-4. So that's where we are through week 12. through 11 games. John, week 13, the Bears game, Black Friday. Eagles won six straight versus the Bears. What do you think that week 13 Black Friday game?
Yeah, I think this is an easy one for the Eagles. I'm not buying into the Chicago hype, as anyone who listens to the show knows. I think they're going to be better, but I don't think they're going to be anywhere near the Eagles level. So I think this is, as NFL games go, this is one of the easier games, I think, on their schedule.
Okay, so you got a win here. You're moving them to 8-4. Pretty good. The season is shaping up nicely. If you're if Johnny Mack's predictions are correct, 8-4 through week 13 with a win, sweep of the Cowboys and a win over the Bears there. I got a win as well here. I think as much as we debated Ryan Poles this week, John, or maybe that was last week, whenever that was, I don't think they're going to be good enough to beat the Eagles. So I'm going to go 10-2 now. Eagles are going to beat the Bears on Black Friday. Let's move into week 14, John, at the Chargers, Monday Night Football. Now, the beauty of this one is you're coming off a Black Friday game through to Monday night, so you kind of get a couple. It's not a full mini bye, but enough to feel like a mini bye. I think coming off that Black Friday, they'll have the weekend and then the weekend again and then a Monday night game. What do you think? Week 14 at the Chargers, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, I'm not I don't know, something about the Chargers that bothers me, and I don't know what it is. I think they have a very good quarterback. Well, you know, they have some issues that, you know, the kid they drafted in the first round can't catch the football, Quentin Johnson. That's a bad sign. So I don't like the way they're getting better on the offensive line, getting better. Harbaugh's a good coach, but he's sort of antiquated. So, you know, this could be a spot where they could jump up and upset the Eagles. But I'm picking the Eagles in this game. And by the way, they will completely take over. Eagles fans will completely take over SoFi Stadium.
Absolutely. So John's got a win there, moving to 9-4 on the season. I have a loss here. Okay. I think the Chargers, you mentioned it, John, before we started, the win loss. They're one of the teams I think that has the chance to take a significant jump forward. Doesn't mean they will, but I put this down as a loss. I think it's a tough road game in LA. I got the Eagles losing this and moving to 10-3 on the year. John's got them 9-4 through week 14. So we've kind of come back. All right. Now we're a little bit closer. Week 15, Johnny Mac, Raiders. Raiders haven't beaten the Eagles since 01. Now, again, it might fall into the same category. How much have they played? But what do you got here? Week 15, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, this is another one of the easier games on their schedule. If they have, you know, it's probably, I would say, Giants at home, Raiders at home, maybe Bears at home are the three easiest games. And I think they'll pretty much rubber stamp it against the Raiders. Pretty as easy as it gets from an NFL perspective. Yeah. Just not a good football team.
I'm with you. I think the Eagles are going to win that game pretty handily. So John's got them 10-4 through week 15. All right, through 14 ball games. I got them 11-3 through week 15 through 14 ball games with a win over the Raiders. Then you got three games left. All right, John, we'll start week 16. That's in Washington. It's that Saturday game before Christmas. Eagles won 7 of the last 9, but that's all changed now with Jaden Daniels as their quarterback. What do you think? Eagles at Washington.
Well, I don't think they're going undefeated in the division. I have them sweeping the Giants and the Cowboys, so they're going to lose one game, and it's going to be at Washington. And, you know, then they're going to win week 18, and we're going to see how it unfolds as far as tiebreakers and things like that. But I do think Washington's going to get one against them.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be the game in Landover.
Yep. I have that same thing there. I got the Eagles losing that game to the Commanders. Well, I believe they'll split that series, just like I believe they'll split with the Cowboys and sweep the Giants. So I got the Eagles losing that as well. So John's got them at 10-5 through week 16. I got them at 11-4 through week 16 with two to go. All right, Johnny Mac, you got now your week 17 at Buffalo. See, and before you answer, I'm wondering if I'm going to change my prediction here because of what you told me about that AFC East, and you're 100% right about them, where the Bills could have this thing locked up early. What do you have week 17 at the Bills, John?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is why we shouldn't do this stuff, but we all do. Yeah. Because this will be determined by, do the Bills need the game? And it's very likely they won't need the game. But if they do need the game, I'm picking the Bills, if that makes sense. If they don't need the game, I'm picking the Eagles.
That's exactly where I am on it.
And, you know, that will make a big difference. But, you know, if we're just going on the spot and the Buffalo needs the game for this exercise, I got to pick Buffalo.
All right. So you're going to pick loss. Yeah. Just assume they need the game here. So you got 10-6 through week 17 with one to play. I'm going to go win here, but I had loss, and then you kind of shifted me because I don't know if they're going to need this thing.
Well, I'm with you.
Well, here's what I'm going to do.
They're not going to win.
I'm going to go win because we're going to do the exercise where we have to go up or down. And if I go loss, then I'm going to go up in that exercise. If I go win here, I'm going to probably go down in that exercise. So I'll put a win here. All right. Move them to 12-4. 12-4 on the year, which is pretty damn good. And then you got one game to play. John's got a loss. He's at 10-6 through week 17. So we're two games apart. All right. John, what do you got for week 18, the final? Commanders coming to Philly.
Yeah, they're going to split. So I had Washington winning down there. I had the Eagles winning up here. And I think probably the NFC East is going to be decided by the Buffalo game and whether Buffalo has to play or not, to be honest. So that's probably how it's going to shake out. But I do have them winning the game. So for this exercise, it's going to be 11-6 for me. And I'm definitely going up. I'm not going down this year.
Wow.
Our exercise. I'm definitely going up because there's a bunch of games I think they could win that I had them losing, starting with Kansas City. There's no game I say the Eagles can't win, even Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay would be the game I would say they're most likely to lose because of their history down there. But there's no game on the schedule where I say, well, they're not going to win this game. There's always logical losses, but that tells you, if people say, why am I 11? Well, it's really difficult to win in the NFL, especially early with all the turnover. And I have them struggling a little bit early, getting better late. But there's no team where I would wake up the next day and say, oh, I'm surprised the Eagles beat that team. And so some of the other losses, as I said, Kansas City, I'm leaning on intangibles, home opener. I think the Eagles are the better team. You know, Minnesota, I'm leaning on J.J. McCarthy being competent. I don't know if he's going to be competent, but that's what I'm leaning on. You know, Washington down there. Are they going to sweep Washington? I got them sweeping Dallas. Are they going to go 6-0 in the division? I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, no. I got two division losses this year, one to the Commanders, one to the Cowboys.
So there's no game where I say, well, they're not going to win this game. The closest would be at Tampa Bay on September 28th.
Good stuff, John. So you got 11-6, and then the up or down. For those who don't know, Jody Mack brought this to the show. It was a great exercise that we do for this win or loss. It's if you had to go up or down with wins, all right, if you had to pick, what would you do? John, you said you're going to go up, so you're going to go up to 12-5 if you had to go up or down?
Yep, going up.
And then I'm going to go down. So my final is 13-4, and I'm going to go down to 12-5 if I had to go up. I think 14 wins is pretty unlikely this year. Tough schedule, coming off a Super Bowl, shorter offseason than most. I'm going down to 12-5. So, John, with our up and down exercise, we both end up at 12-5. Our original predictions are two wins apart. You have 11-6, and I got 13-4. Pretty good, though, John. I think we're pretty close.
Yeah, I just got there a different way. I think they're going to struggle a little bit earlier, more than you, and get better as the season wears on. I think, you know, Bake will start to figure it out more on defense. I think they'll get better after the bye week. And I think they're set up pretty well on the bye after the bye week because I think some of the road games, I think the tougher road games are early. They got three really tough road games before the bye. after the bye, you got some difficult games on paper. But I think Green Bay is a little overrated. I think Dallas is a little overrated. I think the Chargers are a little bit overrated. So I think there's opportunities there. And like I said, Buffalo is not overrated, but I find it hard to believe they're going to need that game to win their division.
Right.
So the only question is, do they need that game for seeding, which is possible. Yeah. And that would force them to play. Obviously, if they're not going to have to play, or they're going to be very cautious, because there are two games. There's that, Sean McDermott want to sit guys for two games? No, probably not. So they're going to play. But, you don't really have to go all out if there's no need to do things and have the game from a seeding standpoint. Because, boy, I got to tell you, I can't even imagine a way other than the quarterback getting hurt, which is basically anytime you have a star quarterback, is basically that's every team, that anybody in the AFC East is going to challenge Buffalo. I don't see any way.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's a tough game there because of that. I mean, I picked win on my schedule because of that sucker. Because I think you're right. So, but I had originally, my original thought process was I could see him losing to the Bills in Buffalo. It's a tough place to play, obviously. And John, I saw someone say, "Why do you guys give credit to Buffalo? They never win shit." I'm like, they're still a good team. They got a great quarterback. Just because they haven't won a Super Bowl doesn't mean they're not still a good team to play in the regular season.
People are broken by Super Bowls. I tell you that all the time. They are broken. Their evaluation skills are broken.
So 12-5 for both of us on our post exercise, but the original was 11-6 for John, 13-4 for me, which still feels a little lofty. I won't lie to you. I went with my gut on every game, and I did it on the fly like John did for the most part. But 13-4 feels a little heavy. But if they come back 12-5, I think that makes a lot of sense right there. Johnny Mac, pretty good exercise, man. Pretty good exercise, John. One thing I wanted to mention that we didn't mention: you got to be happy about one thing on the schedule. What is it?
6 1 o'clock games.
Yes, sir. 6 1 o'clockers.
Well, I'm not that happy because of flex scheduling. But as I pointed down, there's not a lot of options. It gets worse. It's good before the bye. But there's still, they can flex a little bit, as I mentioned, before the bye. So one of those games might get flexed. So between weeks 5 and 10 is when they start. And it can be used up to twice, and it's probably likely, Tampa Bay. That's week 4, though, so we're saved there. The Giants is already a night game. That's a Thursday night. Minnesota, there's the game. That might get flexed.
Is that a at one? Yeah, I could see that.
At Minnesota.
That was one, yeah.
That might get flexed.
I don't think the Giants game's getting flexed in week 8. I don't think Broncos. Yeah, they don't really flex games early in the year, right? So those are
5 to 10. They can start now. 5 to 10, weeks 5 to 10. So it's got to be. It's got to be Denver
safe at one.
Rams game safe. Bucks game safe.
Okay, because those are two I could see flexing, but who are
Broncos and Vikings are probably the two, and I would say much more likely Minnesota. But I don't know how many. They have a lot of primetime games, so I haven't looked at their schedule really. But I know they have a lot of primetime, so that might factor into it as well. Bunch of different. You have to look at it from both sides, both avenues. So those are two possibilities: Denver and Minnesota.
Yeah.
To get like, but hey, any game 1 o'clock, yeah, I love it. And then after the bye, there's 1 1 o'clock game. That's it. And there could be Washington, obviously, week 18, if it's not relevant to the NFC East or seeding or anything like that, that'll probably be a 1 o'clock game. But it's more likely to be meaningful than not, I would say. So unlikely.
Yeah, good stuff there. There's our win-loss exercise, John. You made it through, John. How are you feeling?
Well, I know people do, you know, whatever. I did it in my gut off the top of my head and blame BLG for the Kansas City game. I think it's pretty, pretty representative. I think they have much more upside than downside. I'm probably at the floor of what they're going to be. I think it's more likely they'll be better than what my immediate reaction is. So we'll see.
We'll see. It's going to be a good one. Going to be good. I want everybody in the chat to drop their final predictions. I know I asked earlier, but I didn't pull them up, and now there's been too many comments.
17-0, baby.
Come on, everybody. Give me your prediction, your final
Lane Johnson prediction. Came What's out that? 17-0. Lane. 17. I saw
Lane Johnson tweet that. Yeah, somebody just put that in the chat. Lane Johnson tweeted that. There you go. Speaking of 17-0, Lane tweeted that. Good. Lane Johnson loves it.
I'm going the under, Lane. Sorry, bud.
Flexen says 12-5. There you go, Flex. Prince says 15-2. Dominique Dabney says 13-4, 12-5, 14-3, 13-4, 11-6 for Texas Boy. That's a Cowboy fan giving us 11-6. Not bad there. 14-3, 13-4. Boy, a lot of optimism here. Mike says 11-6. Keith says 13-4. Brandon, 13-4. Zeal, 12-5, 14-3. That's heavy. That's heavy. 11-6 for Crawley. Top five says 14-3. Pumper. There's Pumper. 8-9. Come on, Pump.
Pumper living up to the reputation. Yeah, well done. Well done.
5. Jeffrey, 11-6. 12 or 13. Come on, Kirsten. What, 12 or 13? Put your foot in the ground, Kirsten, and stick to it. Come on. 14-3, 11-6. All right, so pretty good. Brandon Lewis, 11-6. Pretty good. Pretty good. Brian Pumper gets the laugh. As always, let's get to the super chat here before we get to our first commercial break.
I would say, you know, what they finished, what, 14-3 last year?
Yeah, 14-3.
There were a lot of 14-3 people. You really think this team is as good as the one that last year's team?
Wasn't I a 14-3 person? You guys were ripping me. You guys were calling me a homer and everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were coming off a collapse. Yeah. You know, people forget that. Now they're coming off a 14-3 season where they set the postseason record for points. And
yeah, it's true.
Blah, blah, blah. And you think they're going to be the same team?
Oh, I didn't say 13-4. Maybe.
No, I'm talking about the people in the chat with all the 14-3 people I said. You think they're going to be the same as last year? That's some Kool-Aid drinking right there.
Johnny Mac with the Kool-Aid. A-Team checking in with a super chat. A-Team, thank you, brother. Eagles are Randy Orton, legend killer. But I'm with J-Mac. We lose to the Chiefs week two. There you go.
Luckily, Baker Mayfield isn't a legend because they can't kill him.
Yeah.
They really can't kill Todd Bowles.
Do you like Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, I do. I think he's underrated.
I think he's a good quarterback.
I think it's more Todd Bowles. They can't figure out Todd Bowles. But,
yeah, but I'm just talking. I was just asking in general on Baker. I think
no, I like Baker. Baker's a good quarterback. I think there's way too many good quarterbacks. One of them just retired that people shit on that are really good professional quarterbacks. But if you don't win, you're a shit stain to most people. So that's just the nature of that position. And if you do win, you're above reproach. It's just the nature of it.
Good stuff, everybody. There's our official win-loss prediction here, and we have the right to change it, all right? And through the offseason, we will do it. I'm sure we'll make another commentary on it by training camp or after training camp or some point. But as it stands in May, there it is. John's 11-6. If he had to go up or down, he'd go to 12-5. I'm 13-4. If I had to go up or down, I'd go down to 12-5. So we both end up after our exercise at 12-5. We just have a different way of getting there. Let's go to Prince real quick before we get to the break. Prince says, J-Mac is always negative. Lighten up and drink some coolant and stop turning Kool-Aid. Let's go 15-2, baby. We be wrong again, J-Mac. Oh, man, they're coming for you, John. Jeez, yeah. I thought you were quite generous in your win-loss prediction this year.
Yeah. Well,
you know, based on the way you and Mike Gill have been talking about the defense, Mike Gill's going to have them like 5-12.
Objectivity is not negative. A lot of people think it is, but it's not.
Hurts is top five. Says, J-Mac, you're a bald Sills. Negative Nancy. Wow, they're really coming for you now.
Like I said, with the same people would be coming for Jalen Hurts' head if Jalen Carter didn't get home in the divisional round, and would be crying like you know what if they lost that football game.
Shoulda, woulda. I mean, how much are we going to harp on that?
Because it identifies just how bullshit their narrative is.
But how close every game is.
You know, I forget all the negative. Forget that he wasn't playing well for long stretches of the season, and say, oh, he won the Super Bowl, so he's top five. That is childlike logic. That is childlike logic. You know, you don't do it with Josh Sweat. You don't have to do it with the quarterback. Just because he plays quarterback.
I thought you were realistic today. I would say this is not the day to say you're a negative Nancy, honestly. I mean, there's plenty of days you can be a negative Nancy.
There are so many people who say I'm always negative, blah, blah, blah. And then you got the other morons who say, oh, you give them too much credit for this, too much credit for that, too much credit. I mean, I got loads of hate mail. Pick one.
You always say that's a good thing when you get both sides, because it shows.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
We do get those comments sometimes, like if something
happens, and
so like John's protecting his key card or whatever, you know, whatever it is.
I'm not protecting my key card. To the point, the Eagles are embarrassing, by the way, when it comes to PR and the schedule compared to other teams. Embarrassing. So how's to protect my key card? But, no. I'm objective, and I'm not a fan of the team like you guys. I'm sorry, I'm not. It doesn't bother me if they lose. It doesn't bother me if they win. My job doesn't change. Right. It's not going to affect my mood. So I'm not, I don't drink the Kool-Aid, not because I don't like Kool-Aid, because I don't care. I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid. It doesn't matter to me. And again, this bothers me because yet there's plenty of places where you can get validation. I'm trying to do something different here. People don't like it. There's nothing I can do about it. But I think the industry as a whole has gone too far towards cheerleading to make people happy. And I mean, people say, what's wrong with that? Nothing's wrong with it, but you're less educated about the game. You're less educated as a fan. And personally, I don't like that. But there's plenty of people who want that. And it's easy to bind. So go bind it.
Prince says, like Saquon won't be an impact player with us. Oh, Prince is coming. Prince was coming for Sills yesterday. He's been coming for me. Now he's going for Johnny Mac. Prince, you need to take a break.
Yeah. Well, Prince, you can go back. Again, people hear what they want to hear. Go bind where I said Saquon Barkley wouldn't be an impact player. Go find it. Everything's archived. I guarantee it doesn't exist. What I said was it was not going to be impactful in the passing game. You want to have that argument? Is he lining up in the slot? Were you one of the slot guys? Were you one of the, they don't need a third receiver because Saquon can do that? Were you one of that crowd, Prince?
I bet he was. We had that discussion last offseason.
I said he was the best runner the Eagles have had in forever. Now, did I think he was going to run for 2,500? No, I did not. But again, everything is archived. Please, please, I beg of you, go find where I said he was not going to be an impact player. I did not think he would perform at the level he did. I don't think anybody did.
Yeah,
anybody who wasn't a blindly loyal fan, I don't think anybody objective, because why would you project any player having the best season in NFL history? I'm not projecting that of any player. at any position.
Nobody projected that last year, John. These people can say they did. Nobody projected Saquon to beat the NFL rushing record last year. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody predicted that. Prince says, J-Mac, I'm not bothered, but I'm bothered.
I am bothered by frauds. You're a fraud. So I am bothered. You're right.
Prince, thanks for the $2. Mr. PFF, you know that, right?
I don't pay attention to these people. But thanks to the $2. Thanks for the $2. But I don't like frauds. You're a fraud. So yes, I'm bothered by that.
Prince, come on, man. Jason Gates says, good morning, guys. Not loving the schedule, but I still believe we can win 12 games and then we do what we do in the playoffs and repeat. Go Birds. Jason, I agree with that. You got to get
to I had him, to be honest, even though I said 11-6, to be honest, I think they're going to be 12-5 because I think Buffalo's not going to need that game. But for this exercise, like I'm counting on Buffalo needing the game, playing at a typical level, and that's a very difficult place to play. Who knows? There might be 30 inches of Lake Effect snow. Who knows if the Eagles can get even into Western New York at that time? But ultimately, and that's why I went up from 11-6 in our exercise to 12-5. I think they're much more likely to end up with 12 wins. But for this particular exercise, I'm counting on Buffalo having to play and win the game. And in real life, they might have to not win the game. You're muted.
Yeah, I know. My bad. That's becoming a trend here, isn't it? Gates, thank you for the super chat, brother. Appreciate all of you guys. Prince, everybody for the super chats. We appreciate all of you guys checking in. Hit that like button. We'll be right back on Birds 365.
The warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.